What's up, everybody? Colonel Corey coming at you for podcast numero siete. That's number seven. Here we are. We're coming back, and I wanted to continue with my story that I started on yesterday's episode about kind of how I got into content creation and how I got to where we are today in 2020. So, where I left off, I kind of ended talking about like my senior year and how I kind of had gotten out of. I didn't really make much content my senior year. So, basically, the fall of 2014 rolls around, and I'm going to college, and I'm not making content in college, but then I come home for winter break, and I want to record gameplay again. I decided that I finally wanted to record gameplay some more, and I realized that the HD PVR I had was outdated, and I couldn't use it because HD PVRs were, they used like the composite cables, whereas the newer capture cards all use HDMI stuff. So I had to go out and I went and bought an Elgato with some money I had made from a job that I had. And so I went, started recording a little bit. I don't think I ever really got into putting out a lot of content. Over the course of the next few years, I remember I made one commentary over a story that I had from college over some Black Ops 3 gameplay. So I want to say, and Black Ops 3 was actually one of the few Call of Duties I didn't get on release day. I actually got that one for Christmas, and I didn't even ask for it, so it happened to work out. It was really odd that I didn't buy that one. I really just had Call of Duty wasn't hitting right for me at the time. So, moving on, you know, 2016 rolls around, Overwatch comes out. I play it for a little bit. I actually made a few videos of Overwatch now that I think about it, but We're kind of going into the streaming side now. So I want to say it was 2018 is when I really was like, okay, I want to start streaming. I want to get into streaming games. And so Overwatch was kind of, I'd been watching a lot of Overwatch League, so that kind of was at the forefront of what I wanted to do. So I went and I bought a PC that I thought was going to be able to stream, you know, for my birthday. I was like, I'll get a new PC, get into streaming. And I get it. And at the moment, or at the time, I only knew about XSplit Broadcaster. I didn't know about Streamlabs OBS. So I tried to use XSplit, and XSplit was like, no, you can't use this. You don't have a good enough graphics card. And so I was like, oh my God, I bought a PC and I can't even use it for what I want to use it for. So fast forward a little bit, I buy another PC. I buy a pre-built off someone and I'm like, yo, has like a 1080. And I was like, I know this will work. I know I can stream with this. So I started streaming my console gameplay with my new PC. I just say that just because PC gaming has never been one of my things that I really want to do. So I would much rather game on a console. It's just how I grew up. So moving on, I was streaming Overwatch. You know, I actually had gotten my stream had been going pretty well. I want to say, I streamed Overwatch, and there was one night, when War Thunder came out that I actually had a really great stream. And I remember that I was like, it was War Thunder came out for the console and I had played it the first day, and I had a ton of viewers, and by a ton I mean like I had like 8. It was crazy. I was super pumped. So I continued to stream Overwatch. I end up moving in with my now wife, but current, she was my girlfriend at the time. And so basically I would go, and every day I didn't have school, I would go home, bring my Xbox from her house, from her apartment to my parents' house, and I would stream. And I would stream for like 4 hours, then go back over there. And I did that for like a month or two. And then I'm trying to check the time, see where we're at. So that's in 2018. 2019 rolls around. I've kind of quit doing that. It kind of became tedious. And I didn't tell her what I was doing. And I didn't want her to know that I was going over there to play video games and stream. I was kind of not ashamed, but I just wasn't like very upfront about it. So, 2019 rolls around, Apex Legends comes out, I play it like crazy. Then, you know, we end up moving into a house, and then I finally get my game room set up, and I'm like, I'm gonna stream Apex. And so Hype Zone, if you remember Mixer, not that it's that old, but Mixer had Hype Zone, so I would stream Apex Legends on Mixer, so I could get Hype Zone with the hope of growing a following. And you know, that worked for a while. I ended up getting about 200 followers before I quit streaming on Mixer and went to Twitch. But so I would stream on Mixer, and that was pretty much 2019. You know, I'll get into 2020, I guess, and kind of let y'all catch up, you know, where I'm at right now. I guess we'll go into it on Monday, but 2019, we're ending. I was streaming Apex Legends a lot on Mixer, and sort of, I'll give you a little foreshadowing. I kind of decided, you know, to move away from Mixer and kind of go to Twitch, because I was like, you know, no one's really going to make it on Mixer. And, you know, it turned out to be a good move, because look where Mixer is now. Hope you enjoyed. I'll catch y'all on the next one. I'll see y'all on Monday when I hopefully will finish up the story and kind of let y'all know with how everything's going, because we're moving from, my podcast is going to be a documentation of my journey creating content. So hope you enjoyed. Later.